Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at Blog Talk Radio. radio.com/successwithnicola. Now, we're here in a new series, and hopefully you guys got a lot out of the first episode, and it's how hungry are you really? You know, we talked about on the backlog, you want to go back to successwithnicola.com and listen to the first episode on, you know, I talked about how this series was inspired by a conversation with the great Les Brown at Mr. Eric Worre's house at a very super VIP party, and just realizing that, you know, people understand that proximity to success will help them be empowered. And so I am telling you this, though, you know, the proximity is not enough. It's not enough. And I need you to understand that if you are hungry, the reality is that you've got to be hungry to have massive success, then you're going to start working like God is watching. On today, we're talking about work like God is watching. Why? Because he is. And so we have two scriptures for today. You want to write those down, Colossians 3 and 23, as well as Psalm 121 and 4. Colossians 3 and 23, this is a very familiar scripture here at Power Start Your Day, and Psalms 121 and 4. And so I want us to go to the Lord together today because we're going to work like God is watching. Because he is. Father God, we come before you today because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Father God, we thank you, oh dear Lord, that your grace and your mercy endures forever. And we thank you, oh Father God, that you never get tired. You never get worn out like we do. And so as we are having your servant to decrease, let your Holy Spirit increase like never before. Take full reign here over Power Start Your Day. I like you, oh Father God, right now for those who are open, their mind is open, their heart is open to receive. Let your Holy Spirit illuminate them with all of the wisdom that's necessary for them to get it like never before, that they've got to put in the work. We're thankful, oh Father God, that he who keeps Israel never sleep nor slumber. We're grateful that you're watching over us at all times, but let us be just as cognizant and reciprocity to know that you're watching us, and let us do the work as if we know you're watching. As we're going out there to change lives and do great exploits in your name, we're thankful, oh Father God, that you've made every crooked path straight. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we're being more patient in our process. Oh, wow. Thank you. We know your people need to hear patience in their process, because we know that no work that's done for you will ever be done in vain. But diligently seeking you, know that all work that's in pure heart and clean hands will be rewarded. We want to honor you, not only with our lips, but also with our works, our deeds, the way we live our life. We want to bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we come in the queue on today, I want us to, and people already started, that's powerful. I'm so glad that you guys are already unctioned to say we know we're going to put in some work on this morning. And we're going to read our scriptures, first Colossians 3 and 23, which is saying, and what whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men. Most people build their business and their life based off of the men or women that's watching, forgetting that God is always watching. Psalm 121 and 4 says, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Because God is omniscient, he's all-knowing, he can't close his eyes because his eyes are not like ours. He don't have lethargy. He don't get tired. He created everything, knows everything. And said, if we're putting in work, the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, the one who says if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that he'll add everything to us, wouldn't it make sense that if we're really hungry, that we'd be working to please him and not men? Then why do we talk so much more about the men than we talk about the goodness of God and the ability for us to worship him? And then we can make things a lot more simpler in our life, couldn't we? We could make our business just blow up. I need you to know that this is a season that I am entering in. I don't want anyone to be offended if they begin to see me go in. Around this time of year, you know, I am kind of like a hibernation kind of person. Robert knows that we've been together 15 years, and he knows that around this time of year, it's like I feel crowded for no reason. I just start feeling like I'm going into the shell, and in the beginning, I get like a little cranky, honestly. But it's almost like that baby whining for her daddy. Along with the blessings of the Lord that he says he add no sorrow, but we know along the way we get frustrated, don't we? And I need you, no matter what the feeling is, whatever the situation is, I don't want you to lose your hunger, because it's vital for your massive success. Don't build your business like a one-minute commercial. It's your life. It's the life of your children. And what you even do with your life becomes even the life of your children's children. And you say, but I have no children. That wasn't an excuse for Oprah. She's done more. As if she said, you know what? It may not be my biological children, but I need to leave a legacy, a footprint for people to say, you can do it no matter what your challenge was, no matter what your circumstance was, no matter who didn't want to see you win. If you're hungry enough, you can win. For those who might be logging in for the first time, and we're clear, we're not talking about hunger. We are not confused here at Power Start Your Day. We're never talking about greed. We're never talking about fake or false ambitions. We're never talking about pretending you for the people, but you're only trying to go after your own self. We're not talking about that here. Nothing more irritates me than people who try to pretend that they're trying to do something for people, but it's really for themselves. It's really for, hey, look at me. I'm going to tell you something. Hunger will cause you to even have character, the true hunger. The hunger as we're defining it here at Power Start Your Day, you're not going to hurt people. All you're doing is helping them. You're not trying to tear people down to build yourself up. We're talking about character and integrity, meaning that just as much as if you thought somebody was watching you. That's how hard you really are working. We're talking about that whatever you might be getting up to say, this is what I do, that you're really doing it. You know, sometimes we'll get to a place where even when you begin to even grow in your business, it becomes so important for you to be an authority, for you to look like an expert. But Dr. Monroe would always say that the character is that you're doing exactly behind closed doors as you would do out in the front. If you're in the business and you're a business leader and you want to be an authority and you're telling people because this is how you can be successful and this is what you do, but behind closed doors, you're not doing it. Let me tell you about the fact that God do not slumber nor sleep. Everything he knows, eventually the rest of the world will know. It's called results. Whatever God knows, eventually the world will know. It's so funny that the world thinks that they're running things. But God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows everything. And this is what would make you rest assured. That as you work heartily, as unto the Lord, not man, your day is coming. You will release if you're truly hungry. The temptation to compare your chapter 3 to somebody's chapter 30. You'll stop counting time. And start counting lives. How many lives are you changing? How many people are you helping? You won't be the one being able to use time as an excuse to say, I should be here, I should be there. Who says so? Have you been working like God is watching? We know he is, though, don't we? You know, I don't know about you, but I learned those lessons about doing what you're supposed to do no matter who's watching as a kid. My grandmother would always say, someone's always watching. She used to say that, and that kept me in check, that's for sure. Kept me in check to where any time now, even if I did things I had no business doing, if somebody asked me, I told them the truth because I would always keep in my mind and say, God said, someone, until I got to a place where my mom say, listen, if you don't want nobody to know or if you're some everybody know you're going to be feeling bad about it, then don't do it. If you're doing things in the dark, it is going to come into light. Have you ever heard that before? So I can remember as a kid, you had chores to do. You come in from school and you want to use that as a chitter-chatter time on the phone with your friends because you could talk how you want to talk. You know, you start getting grown and you start talking kind of crazy out your mouth because nobody ain't in the house. And you think that means you've grown because you can cuss, you can do different stuff. You know, I keep it real. And then when you hear the car riding up, you hang up the phone and you act like you cleaning up. Now, I can remember one time I was on the phone and I was just carrying on the phone and I was a cussing and everything on the phone. And my mama came in and I heard her scream my name and the dishes were not clean. The things of how I know I typically time her. She came home early. That's how God will do. He going to show up early and you won't be prepared. Places that he's trying to take you because you won't put in the work now, you won't be prepared for the opportunity. And she came on in and you know what it is, old-fashioned beat down. And I'm like, you know what? I'm grateful for that. because that was saying, take care of your priorities first. You're living in your mother's house. The most you can do, she's out there working as a single parent trying to take care of the house. The most you can do is do what she asks you to do. Couldn't we use that with God and say, wow, he's never asleep. He's always watching. His grace and mercy endures forever. He said he wants to give us everything if we seek his first, his kingdom, and his rules, and we follow those rules. He wants to give us everything. We are in the Lord's house. The best we can do is act like we know it. It behooves me sometimes, the leaders or people who say, oh my gosh, I love God, but I'm so afraid to go help people. What is that really about? I know it comes from someplace deep, but we got to uproot it. It's holding you back from your best life. I need us to talk about being hungry and being able to work like God is watching, because he is. Let's come on in the queue. Let's have a conversation this morning. And that means we're going to go out and we're going to help a lot of people this morning, right? We're going to get off the line and we're going to go help people immediately while this training is hot and fresh in our mind. 478-LAST-42157. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you doing this morning?
I'm amazing. Good morning, King. Have you been out there working?
I have not, Dr. Nicola, not like I need to.
Okay.
And I'm going to change that. I'm sorry?
What do you think is the problem, Mark? You're on the line every morning. What is stopping you after you get off of the line? You're the first one in the queue. A part of you says yes. But you're letting the area dominate you that says no to the blessings that God wants to give you. What do you think that is?
I'm consistently trying to figure that out. But I think it's no. I know it's me and some of the thought processes that I have with the situations that I'm dealing with. Me driving this truck is one of the things, because of timing. But I listened to the post that you did with, Les Brown, and I am hungry. I am hungry. Maybe I'm not hungry enough, but I know I'm hungry enough to do whatever it changed my situation with my employment. So that I can have more time. And I'm trying to get back to basics. Because there's one thing.
Break?
I'm sorry?
Do you get a lunch break? Do you take a break at all?
There's 30 minutes that I'm supposed to sit if I drive over 8 hours, yes, ma'am.
So 30 minutes is enough to talk to at least peak 3 people, Mark?
Yes, ma'am.
What time do you work from in the morning until in the evening?
Varies, but generally speaking, I get up at 6. I start driving around about 7, and I don't stop until about 9 in the evening.
Do you get any more breaks in between that lunch break, that 30-minute break? Do you get some 15-minute breaks?
Not exactly. I do get downtime when I'm waiting to get loaded or waiting to get unloaded. But some places you're not allowed to. You have to be in a certain place. You can't be in your phone. There's a bunch of different things in a bunch of different places, which is why I can work the timing out. It's just
you can. It's not you can't. That's the wrong word. You can. If you're waking up at 6. You're having long days. But I got to ask you this question. Can you see yourself having those days 10 years from now?
Absolutely not. Not like this.
So what's going to interrupt that, Mark? What's going to interrupt? What's going to stop you from having that same life 10 years from now?
Doing the work now. that I need to do?
Said it. So if you don't do the work now, then is it a possibility if nothing interrupts it? Do you notice is how people are in jobs or in situations and they look up and say, I've been doing this for 30 years and I don't even remember how I got here? Have you ever heard people say that before?
Yes, ma'am.
It's nothing bad about them. They just didn't make a decision. A real decision. How do I know? I was working 12, 14 hours as a hairstylist. Typically don't ever take lunch breaks. I would take a little lunch or a snack break when a client was up under the dryer. And I still found time to do network marketing and left it because I got serious 5 months into network marketing. It was some tiring days, I can tell you that much. But 5 months was worth the rest of the 9.5 years multi-million dollar empire that was built. You can do it. You got a 30-minute downtime. You know, I didn't have that. I didn't know when that 30-minute downtime was going to come because all it would take is a client to be 15 minutes late, and that could be my 30-minute lunchtime gone.
Yes, ma'am.
You can do it. You just got to be hungry enough, and frankly, you're not. I did not see your cash calendar come to me. I did not see the plan write down. Who life is the sitting on this, you being successful, I mean. All those hours, are you getting to see your children at all?
I spend time with them on the weekend. That's why I don't do anything on the weekend with my business.
So 7 days.
I think that's another thing that stopped me too.
We talked about this, Mark. You deserve more. You got to just want it. Your kids deserve more. Telling you, Mark, this is not a, oh, you got to do it. You got to do it. You should want to do it. Stop letting these things hold you back. You're better than this. Way, 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 way better than this. You have a heart of gold. You will be, and your kids need more time with a dad like you, with a heart like you, a man who loves God like you. You need more time. So you're instilling in your children what you want them to know, that hunger and thirst after God. You're here every morning. Your kids need to experience that part of you. You're an amazing man of God. You've got to do what you got to do so you can live your better life. It's waiting on you. Good morning, 832 last 41554. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning from Houston to you. I am
Oh, my lady. You have been online. I saw your face. Lady, I saw your face, Queen Rama. I saw your face. Morning. I saw your face last night.
Well, you've been on my heart. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Queen, good morning.
Good morning to you. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to God and putting this radio program on because so many of us need it. I thank you so much for spending time with Him and just being an amazing leader. I thank you for that. But this call this morning was for me. Those scriptures are scriptures that I live on, and they keep me alive. And pertaining to this business, when you get in and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to fit, you cannot forget that He's neither slumbers nor sleeps. And so it helps you to recharge. And I just wanted to say this. You came to Houston, and I was able to spend a little time with you. And doing, I wanted so to make my time in your presence count, because I wanted to be able to, when you got on that plane, I wanted to be able to get her done. So you kind of, I'm thinking so, like, too hard, is basically what it is. Mm-hmm. But this is what I wanted you to know, that I walked away with from that lunch. Sometimes you need something that tells you, hey, you on the right path, you on the right track, you're getting her done. And you said to me, Ruama, where's your DMO? Where's your cash calendar? Those words wasn't clicking in my head at that time. So when you left and I sat down and I played through the conversation, I should have been at that table with my planner, because that's my cash cow, that's my cash. But it wasn't clicking. So I jumped on here to say that never again will I have a moment and I won't have my planner. Because to me, that shows you the activity, the 100% and the go hard. Because documentation beats conversation. And so I just wanted to say how empowering it is when you can get a high five through the word, the scripture, and you don't even know you're giving high fives. And you gave me a high five today with the scripture. You always say, you know what to do. And sometimes I second guess, you know what to do, even though it's what you say to do. And so I'm just grateful for the moment and the time. Because God gives you a messenger, but you have to be in the posture to listen. And today was my hearing, my listening, my empowering moment. And I just thank him for that, because this is what I needed.
Wow. God bless you, Queen. I love you. You know, let me tell you guys something right now. I said something, and the Holy Spirit said it, because it wasn't on my notes. He says that if you're working like God is watching, you'll be prepared for opportunity. If you're working like God is watching, you'll be prepared for opportunity. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be some people who they're going to start having this knowing, like, I do know what to do. Now I got to go through the process of why I'm doing it. But let me help you through that process. One step at a time. One day at a time. If you're building your business one step, one day at a time, you will start making the days count. You will not work your business as if you already know that tomorrow is coming. I'm always going to go back to, what's the daily method of operation? If you don't have one, more than one, the people closest connected to you don't have one either. Where's the cash calendar where you're fitting in the things that are important to you, including God and your family? And then now your mind is clearer. You can build your business without guilt. I want you to give yourself permission decisions today, get closer to God and understand that He is watching everything you do, everything you say. He knows everything you think. Not even the enemy knows what you think until you actually say it, because He's the prince of the air. And I need you to start saying some things that'll confuse Him and then make Him really scared by doing some things that you say. Guys, with that being said, a lot of you guys, I'm hungry. Prove it. Prove it. Not to man, who they care. It's like a class. If you don't do your homework and you just the same class as some folk that's going to graduate and you still going to be there, guess what? They act like they care. But 5, 10 years later, they'll just say, "I used to know you, I know you." In a minute, they're going to be living in their own life, in their own book. You're having the opportunity to write chapters right now. The perfect will of God has already been written for you to be successful. But He gave us the power to take detours. If you work as you're working unto the Lord, not unto man, you'll be on the right track. Work as if you're working unto man and forget that the Lord is watching. That's when your mind starts going crazy. You start watching what other people are doing. Doing this and doing that, and start making you feel like you're not good enough. All the lies that we tell ourselves, other than just be hungry enough, be focused enough, and put in the work, sirs and ma'ams. I love you. Hopefully, you make today count. Hopefully, you don't believe that you automatically get a pass for tomorrow. Your work life, your life, or somebody else's life depends. And it does, it does. I can't even imagine what would have happened if the person didn't share with me my opportunity I'm in right now. Things would have been really crazy. I'm grateful. God bless you.